Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while so many oceans in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They perish now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A very cheerful greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. We hope that each of you are well and happy. We especially hope that as you have been sharing the blessings from the Lord, you may also in return be faithful to him and his cause throughout the world. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again by means of radio. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. Now, sometimes it is a little hard to understand the spelling of the town of Guthrie, so let me take time just now to spell it for you. G-U-T-H-R-I-E. That is Guthrie, Oklahoma. We would be most pleased to hear from those who listen to the broadcast. You may expect a personal reply from us within a few days. Now, that address once again is The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. But let us go on with a thought for this evening. In Galatians chapter 6 and verses 7 and 8, we read this: Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, please let us look closely at these verses for the next few moments, and we will no doubt discover perhaps with some amazement the conditions which prevail in this modern age in which we live. First it says, be not deceived. By saying it this way, I take it to mean that it is possible for one to be deceived. To be deceived means that they believe something to be true, which is not true at all. In other words, they're merely fooling themselves. In fact, I think some people are pleased to have themselves deceived, hoping that something is true which does not really exist. Not long ago, a certain letter to the editor of a very prominent newspaper in the state of Oklahoma made some very shocking statements which were published in this newspaper. Of course, the writer would naturally be responsible, and the newspaper just merely quoted him. But nevertheless, among other things this letter to the editor brought out was the thought that God was not dead. He was merely obsolete. You may recall having heard such a statement within recent years that God is dead or no longer exists. But this writer left the impression that God was just no longer needed. In other words, he is antique or outdated. Think of it, friends. What are we coming to when people claim almost anything in regard to God? That he is dead, that he is antique, that he is obsolete, or no longer needed? Some feel that they can solve their problems without the assistance of God. Nothing could be further from the truth. But listen once again now to this scripture, and it seems to me that we should be able to clearly understand that God, in his infinite wisdom and understanding, foresaw the existence of things as they are even today. He saw them, and he knows now the deceitfulness, the wickedness, and the evil which is covered up in the hearts of those who depart from him. Listen to this scripture once again. It says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now the second thought expressed in this verse is the fact that God is not mocked. Normally, when someone mocks another, he takes the attitude that the one he is mocking is inferior to him or below the level of his equality. Therefore, he feels that he is in a position to make light of him or to make fun of another's inability or weakness. This is often true of someone who is mentally retarded or handicapped. Another will make light of him and point out his handicaps as he enjoys the sport of mocking him. In fact, we understand that shortly after the so-called Dark Ages of Europe, there were a particular class of people who kept nearby a jester whose job was specifically the purpose of making light of others and to think of all the jokes he could to amuse and entertain his master at the expense of the guests or whoever else might be called to his attention, just for the purpose of entertainment. Now, sometimes this sport was considered very great and amusing, and at other times a jester might even overstep his privileges and make fun of his master, which would bring down upon him his wrath, even to the point of endangering the jester's life. But friends, I want you to know that when people are making light of another, they may get by with it in this world, but when it comes to the point of blasphemy and the denying of the existence of God, I say it is time that people awake to the realities of the impending judgment of God. Let me describe this a little more vividly to you by reading from 2 Kings chapter 2 and verses 23 and 24. This is speaking of the prophet Elisha after Elijah had been caught up into heaven and a double portion of his spirit was passed on to Elisha. Evidently, this word had been passed around and was known that Elijah had been translated. Therefore, the children mentioned in this passage spoke very lightly of Elisha, even to the point which was displeasing in the sight of God. Now, God being who he is, we can well understand that he is no respecter of persons. This is just one of the laws that was violated, and swift judgment was brought to pass against those involved in this case. But listen now to the reading. I quote, "And he went up from thence unto Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city, and mocked him, and said unto him, Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood and tare 42 children of them." End of quote. Now this is just one example of the wrath of God manifested against those who were making light of his prophet. But listen now to these two verses in the book of Jude. I quote verses 14 and 15. "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Now, lest there should be some who think that they can say anything and do anything against the Word of God and against the Spirit of God, let me remind you that God has promised that he will bring this world into judgment, and that there in his presence we shall each give an account of not only our deeds, but also our words. Listen now to this poetry entitled, We Reap as We Sow, by C.W. Naylor. If we shall scatter tares in the fallow, how shall we hope that they shall not grow? We cannot gather wheat for the garner, if only useless weeds we shall sow. Should we be sowing briars and thistles, where would the grain and flowers find room? If we are sowing hatred and malice, we cannot pluck affection's sweet bloom. As is the sowing, so is the reaping. Sinner, the seed you carelessly cast bringeth a harvest bitter with anguish. Sure will thy reaping be at the last. Gentleness, kindness, purity, trueness yield a rich fruitage never to cease. Sowing in meekness unto the Spirit bringeth eternal blessings and peace. Soon you shall gather what you now scatter. Unto your life give diligent heed. What we are sowing surely is growing. That which we reap shall be as the seed. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we humbly pray that you will take the words of the message today and bear them by thy Spirit unto those who are seeking to know thee and to understand the plan of thy great salvation. May thy word spring up in the hearts of men and women, boys and girls across this great nation, until the hardest infidel may fully understand that God is not mocked, but that we shall surely reap the seed which we have scattered, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Hear now the song, Do You Ever Think to Pray? It is sung by Manuel Mitchell, Marie Mitchell, Charlene Mitchell, and Cynthia LeCroix.
When the weary day
This message has been brought to you by The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like to have a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by sending us your request. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.